Okay.
My volume? Okay, good. Okay, so we're going to pick up from yesterday, but let's, we're going to review a little bit. So let's just say for starters, so it says that, maybe we'll start with one of the problems we started yesterday, which doesn't need as much background. So, basically the Mishnah says that a shofar, if in order to blow a shofar, you have to violate Shabbos or Yontif, you're not allowed to. Okay? Now that applies whether it means you're going to have to do a malacha of sorts in order to do it, or even if you're going to have to do a derabanan, like a shvos, let's say climb a tree in order to get the shofar, or go swimming to get the shofar, or maybe go outside the tchum, or whatever, any yeser. Okay, he basically doesn't work. You can't do it. Okay, why not? So the Gemara says, because shofar is a mitzvah say, and yontif, violation of Yantif, Malacha on Yantif, is both a Lo Sasei and an Asai, Lo Sasei and Malacha, and Shabbason, it's an Asai. So the principle is that an Asai is not Docha, a Lo Sasei and an Asai. Okay, an Asai is Docha and a Lo Sasei. If you have a clash between a positive current and a negative, so Asai is Docha. But now, if you have a clash between the Asay versus both an Asay and the Los Asay, so why should the first Asay be Dechel the other Asay? Why should Shofar be Dechel the Asay resting on Yontif? And it's a combo. So you say the Asay is not Dechel the Los Asay and the Asay. And therefore, you can't get the Shofar. You can't violate any of these prohibitions to get the Shofar. Now, it turns out, even though, and this is what we're going to get into a little more in a while, but it's even if they're Derabbanans. Like a shvus isn't a lo sasei and asei, it's a derabbanan. It's a shvus, it's a protection. Right? But it says derabbanan strengthened their words just like the deraisa. So just like by the deraisa, it has the force of a lo sasei and asei, and the shofar can't be docha that, so too, a derabbanan, it also has the strength of the that which it's protecting, and it's going to have the status like a lo sasei and asei, and therefore the mitzvah shofar isn't going to push it off. Okay? So we'll get into that a little more. But for now, I want to deal with the Ran. We started talking about it yesterday, which is that the Ran's bothered by another problem. Why does the Gemara have to say that the reason why it's not Docha is because it's a Los Asay and Asay? He says there's another reason. You could have said, even if, let's say it weren't a Los Asay and Asay, or let's say an Asay could be Docha, Los Asay and Asay. Still, here, what's the case? The case is the shofar's up in a tree. So what do you want to do? You want to say, I'm going to climb a tree. But climbing a tree isn't an asay. Climbing a tree isn't an asay. Climbing a tree is just a hechsher in order to do the asay. But he says, in order to have it be docha, to push aside the mitzvah, you would have to say that there's the mitzvah itself is that which is the violation. Then you could say that the asay is docha to los asay. So like, for instance, you have an example of like a milah b'tzaras. If you want to do a milah, person milah, and on the makom of the milah, there's tzaras. So generally, you're not allowed to cut off tzaras, but if I think this is an example, I'm not holding, but I think that if there's a mitzvah saseh to do milah, so simultaneous with the mice of cutting off the arla, you're going to be cutting off the tzaras. So that's a case, like I say, dechalos saseh, for instance. So it's what is the esser? The asay. The asay is the esser. So it's a clash in the very same action, so then it pushes it aside. But here, there's no asay to climb a tree. Asay is to blow shofar. Blowing shofar isn't the esser. The esser is climbing a tree. So climbing a tree is asar. Now, why? What allows you to do it? So you don't say the fact that that the gavra is pursuing the mitzvah. He's osig in the mitzvah. That's going to be docha d'los asay. He's saying is that you wouldn't say that. So therefore, even if you were to say that it would just be an asay versus a los asay, still you wouldn't be able to do it. Because in order to have dechia, it has to be that there's a head-on collision between the asay and los asay, which is not the case here. So therefore, you simply wouldn't be able to climb the tree because you have no right to climb the tree. It's not a mitzvah asay to climb the tree. Right? So he's subtly, the Ran, subtly bothered by that question. Is that the Gemara didn't really have to say because ein asay docha los asay v'asay. It could have just said that there's no direct clash. So the Ran says, no. He's just saying, in truth, it's an asay versus los asay and asay. Really, even if it weren't, it still wouldn't be docha. But it's just saying, In fact, it's an asay versus los an asay, and that's the reason which it gives. But really, in Ekonami, it could, even if that weren't the case, it could have given the other reason. Okay, that's basically what the Ron says. Yeah. Question? Okay, so the question we asked yesterday, which would be nice if we could explain, is, so apparently there could have been two reasons stated as to which one, why it's not docha. So why did the Mishnah choose, according to the Ron, why did the Mishnah choose to go with, I'm sorry, not the Mishnah, the Gemara, to go with enasei dechalos enasei, just say there's no collision at all? Isn't that, in a certain sense, you could argue that's more primary? Right, because you're saying is that, that there is not, this isn't really a situation of asei dechalos enasei, because an asei is a collision when there's a head-on collision, but here there is no collision. So why does the Gemara have to say, because ain't asei dechalos enasei, it would seem to be just the more basic thing, is that there's no collision here. Right? So, but it didn't do that. It bypassed that reason, the fact that they don't collide, and instead, it said, because ain't asei dechalos enasei. So that's what we understand. Well, what's the, given the Ron's logic, what's the reason for the choice, the Gemara's choice of los enasei, as opposed to the other reason, which you could argue is more primary. Yeah. Okay, so... so I think Yosef and Rafi are kind of combining here together to say that like this, is that there's one question is, is it strong enough to be docha? Is shofar strong enough to be docha yantav? And the answer is it's not. Okay? I don't care what kind of a class you're going to make. It's just simply not, it's not strong enough. It's only an essay. Yeah, there's also an essay. So don't even think about it. Right? Why is it not docha? Because it's not as powerful enough to be docha. I don't care. Well, it's just shofar is only an essay. And yantav is also an essay. That's what the Gemara goes with. The other thing is it's in theory it's strong enough, but the collision isn't direct. Right, and there's a collision, and in a certain sense there is the, and this is interesting, is that it's not pshat that there's zero collision. Like the way he says it is machshirei shofar. Climbing a tree is, it's not blowing the shofar, but it is a step, it's a hechsher of shofar. It's part of the gavra's osek in shofar, he's on his way, he's pursuing shofar. That is how, there's a halachic reality of a osek mitzvah. But it's not the asay per se. It's like a step in the assay. It's the gavra's involvement in the assay. So that's a question you could say. So you could say, is he's involved in the assay, and that's not going to be able to be docha, the los assay itself. In other words, climbing a tree is a los assay itself, and it's a hechsher of the assay. So you could say, well, since it's only indirectly, it's only a hechsher of the assay, that's not going to be docha the los assay. But then, as Yosef says, but let's say you'd create a scenario that it wouldn't only be the hechsher, right? Then you'd be saying that then it would be docha. So those are, no, don't. It's not. It's just like going for the kill. It just, instead of getting into this situational, you know, that it's only a situation, it's only the hechsher, it's just saying altogether, it's a more powerful reason. Is that simply an assay can't be docha, lo sein assay, period. So it doesn't get it. Don't start trying to create cases where you could work it out that it's the assay itself, or, you know, whether you could or you can. In other words, that's like almost like a situational type of a reason. Situationally, it's not a head-on collision, so therefore it's not docha. But it's saying is the truth. In truth, there's a more serious problem, is that intrinsically, it's an assay versus lo sein assay. So there's no, it's not even shayach to be docha. The other way, it's like, if it said the other one, it would be like, it's shayach to be docha, it's just that it's the collision isn't direct enough. Is that the yontif wins out because that's direct, and the shofar is indirect, it's only achshar. That would give like a wrong implication. Although it's true, even if it were asay versus los asay, that you would be able to apply that. But then it's like you're saying, in theory, the shofar should be docha, it's just that it's only achshar. It's saying is it's a more powerful, more primary reason just to say that there's that altogether shofar can never be docha yantav. Right? Shofar can never be docha yantav. Right? That's what you're saying, right? That's what you meant, but it's more compelling, Raf, right? Yeah. But one thing I think you do have to say, I think the whole answer only works if you say as follows. How does it work by Hechsher? Is it pshat? Notice, well, let's say you'd say you have a hechsher versus the hechsher mitzvah versus the losasa. You could say that's simply not a clash. Simply, hechsher is nothing. Simply, there's no clash, there's no collision, because the clash is only in the mitzvah itself. This isn't the mitzvah. If you say that there's no clash whatsoever, then it would seem to me the Mishnah should just say, oh, the reason why you can't do it is because there's no clash. There's no, why should you be able to do it? Altogether. It's nothing to do with docha, altogether. The fact that it's bringing up docha, dechia, implies, and I think this makes sense anyways, that hechsher is, that there is such a thing as hechsher mitzvah. It's just that hechsher mitzvah isn't strong enough to be docha. Hechsher of an asay is not strong enough to be docha los asay. But in theory, it's the parsha of dechia. So once it's the parsha of dechia, pushing it aside, the Gemara goes for the kill and just says, no, that it's altogether a dechia that's an asay. Asay can be docha los asay. And it doesn't get into the particular that this kind of dechia is only hechsher. It doesn't want to go into that. But I think the whole thing only works assuming you say that there is such a thing as a collision, as a halachic reality of hechsher mitzvah, such that you're in the discussion of dechia. Otherwise, you should just say, why can't you do it? Oh, because you're not allowed to climb a tree. You're not allowed to climb a tree on Shabbos, right? So you see, the Gemara is holding it is the parsha of dechia. It's just shofar as an asay. What do you mean? I'm not blowing shofar, but I'm osek in shofar. It's a hechsher mitzvah shofar. So why, maybe you take should be docha. So now, right then, the Gemara says, no, it can't be, because it's only an asay, it's the result of asay. But it could have said, the less primary reason is that it's only hechsher. But that's less, you know, it's not as strong of a knockout. Okay, so now we have like this. So now the Gemara asks as follows. The Gemara asks that, it says, I'm going to learn now, we did yesterday Rashi. Okay, so you weren't here yesterday, forget Rashi. We're going to do Reina Chananel today. Okay, so I'm going to learn the Gemara according to Reina Chananel, and Rashi is separate. So, you know, if you want to know Rashi, you'll listen to yesterday, sure. But it's separate. So the Gemara asks a simple question. Is that the Mishnah has a few cases that you're not allowed to do. You're not allowed to do blank in order to blow shofar. You're not allowed to go outside of the tchum. That's one. You're not allowed to dig up a pile of rubble. Okay, if a shofar's under a pile of rubble, you're not allowed to do that. That's two. And then I'm going to group together all the rest of them. You're not allowed to climb a tree. You're not allowed to ride an animal. You're not allowed to swim. Those three. Those three are all shvas. Those three are openly gezera, that you're going to come to ripping off a branch, that kind of a thing. Okay? And it also, again, the first two were going outside of the tchum and the pile of rubble. So the Gemara asks, what do you need all these cases for? Once you tell me that you're not allowed to do a derabanan, it's pasha that you're not allowed to do a deraisa. Right? If you're not allowed to violate nisa derabanan, a shvos, you're not allowed to climb a tree in order to get a shofar. Certainly you're not allowed to go outside the tchum, which is nisa deraisa. Certainly you're not allowed to dig up a pile of rubble, which is a deraisa. So what do you need to teach me, right? What do you need to tell me that you can't do a deraisa? Right? To which the Gemara says, you're right. In a chanami. It's just telling me you can't do a derabanan, and it goes without saying that you can't go with a deraisa. That's a style in Rishnai sometimes. Lo zu af zu. Not only, I'm sorry, zu vein tzarech lomar zu. This, and it goes without saying, you don't even need to say this. The derabanan is not docha, and of course, you don't have to say, it doesn't push aside the derisa. That's a stylistic thing, which Rabbi Nasi sometimes writes Mishnayos like that. Okay? Which is, that's fine. That's just a style, you know, that's how he writes. But what we want to understand is, so apparently, two things. First of all, apparently there's two steps here. Is that you might think that it's not docha the derisa, but it would be docha the derabanan, right? That's what you may have thought. If it only were to say the deraisa, you'd say, oh yeah, the reason why you can't do shofar is because you can't violate the deraisa to get the shofar. But a derabanan, you good? Kamash malan, that the Mishnah tells you even the case of the derabanans to show you that you even the derabanans you're not docha, right? So I just want to understand that the step, like there's a hamin and the maskana there, right? Whether it should be docha. You know, the Darabana, there should be the Darabana or not. That's one thing. Just 1 second. The second question is, and this is what I want to deal with first, is that why does the Gemara say that Shofar isn't Docha Malacha? Isn't Docha Yantif? What does the Gemara say? Because shofar is an asay, and yantaf is a lo zayin asay. But what's the lo zayin asay? The lo zayin asay is on shvisa. Don't do malacha. Rest from malacha. But tchum is not shvisa. Tchum isn't malacha. Tchum is a separate. If you hold it's deraisa, I mean Rashi seems to say it's derabanan, but Rebbeinu Chanan holds it's deraisa. Rama holds it's deraisa. But that's a separate iser. It's a separate law. In the minyan mitzvah, so Rambam has a separate mitzvah. Is ish al yetzei mimkomo b'yamashvi. So it's not the pasuk wrong. It's something like that. Okay, it's a separate iser. It's because it's not a malacha. Malacha is you're fixing something, you're creating something. You're not creating anything. You're just walking, right? You're not carrying anything. You know, there's no malacha always involves some sort of a chafza that you're changing, fixing, something like that. But this is a separate iser, a separate deoraisa. Don't go outside tchum. Now I ask you, is that deoraisa, is that an asay or a los asay or both?
Not to leave the tchum.
Yes. Not to leave the tchum.
Well, it's related to yom tov.
Related, it's true. Related, but let's, before you have an answer.
The majority of opinion is deoraisa.
I think so, but I'm not sure. I mean, I think the Rambam old. I don't know how the Rishonim line up. I think most Rishonim holds deraisa. So I think the Rambam has a funny sheet that holds that the tchum of 12 mil, I think it is, very far, is deraisa, but then 2,000 amos, which we're familiar with, is derabanan. It's like a split, you know? But Rashi learns it's derabanan. I forget. I did this like years ago. I'm not holding in all the sheetahs right now. I'm not sure which is the majority. But for now, we're just doing Rabbeinu Chanan, who learns it's, but it's not a malacha. No one says it's a malacha. If you say it's a deraisa, it comes from that pasuk, which is talking there to the people in camp of, to go out to get them on. So it's not clear that that's a deraisa telling us not to go outside of the tchum. It's saying don't go out to go out to get them on. So you could learn it's talking about tchum or whatever, but you could say it's not, and tchum is the rabbanon. That's just a separate thing by the man that they weren't supposed to do that, A man halacha. But the point is that it's not malacha, and since it's not malacha, it doesn't come under shvisa to rest. The rest is shvisa min malacha, and doesn't come under l'sas to come malacha because it's not malacha. It comes under a separate lav, and that separate lav is only a lav. It's not an asay, right? So how does the Gemara say that the reason why shofar is doche because shofar is an asay and that's a los asay and asay? No, it isn't. It's just a los asay. See, if, when it comes to, and this is what we talked about yesterday, is if the shvus is better, even though shvus is only derabanan, at least it's a derabanan which is protecting a deraisa, what deraisa is protecting? Malacha. And malacha is sayan alos asay. So you could say the shvus is an extension of the deraisa, which is a sayan alos asay. But this is an independent deraisa, which is only alos asay. It's only alos asay. So now you should say shofar is an asay, yantif tchum is the los asay, and you should say dech los asay, right? But you don't say that. The Gemara says you don't say because ain't asay dech los asay. But I'm saying how is that applicable in the case of tchum? In the case of tchum, right? And again, if you were here yesterday, within Rashi, Tchum was the protection of the Yom HaShabbos, which means protection of the Deraisa, the Malacha of Yom HaShabbos, which is Los Zayin Asay. But if you learn that that this is a separate, independent Isser Deraisa, it's hard to say that Deraisa is to protect the Malacha. It's its own independent Deraisa. It's not a protection. It's not a gather. It's a separate Deraisa. And that Deraisa is a Los Zayin Asay. That's a good point. Yeah, okay, that's Rafi's adding on to the question, right? That's your point. Is that the Gemara is saying is once you know a Darabanan, then call certainly a Daraisa, but according to us, no, maybe not. Maybe I'll tell you that the reason why it's not the Darabanan is because the Darabanan is a protection of an Asay and a Los Asay, and that's why the Shofar isn't Docha. But a Daraisa, which is just a pure Los Asay, not an Asay, like Tchom, so maybe Shofar would be Docha. So why is the Gemara saying so simply is that once I know it's not Dech Darabana, it's not Dech Daraisa? It's not so simple. Not so simple. It depends what the Darabana is, depends what the Daraisa is. Okay, so let me tell you this. Do you want to say something or not?
No, it's
okay. Huh? It's hard on that. Yeah. So I'll tell you like this. This is a classical Chakira. Okay? I remember this from high school. I don't know. But classical Chakira. that I don't remember the application of it. I just remember the chakira, which is like this: is that when you say, no, I don't know if it's a classical chakira, whatever. It's maybe the classical is a little different than this, but here's my chakira. Okay, maybe it's classical. Is that when you say, what's pshat in Ein Aseh Docha Lo Seseh Ve'aseh? Is it pshat? It's like a mechanistic halacha. Aseh pushes aside Lo Seseh, right? Knocks it down. But now you have Aseh against the Lo Seseh and the Naseh, so the Aseh blocks it up. Right? So you have Aseh trying to push down the Lo Seseh, but you have an Aseh here. So it's like the mechanism, it can't push it aside. It's like a technical problem, is that it can't push it aside. So if that's the case, then here you have an assay which is shofar, and the only thing which is getting in its way is the los assay of don't go outside the tchum. So push it aside, knock it down. Right? There's no assay to get in its way. All it is a clash between assay and a los assay. Assay pushes aside, los assays. Right? Where do you say like this? Is that when you have a los assay and an assay, that's indicative of like a chomer institution. It's like indicative of a chomer inyan. This inyan is not just an or just left to being a los assay alone, but you see the Torah sets up a whole structure of mitzvos here. There's an assay and a los assay, and that is indicative of a chumrah. And as such, the assay, it's like the assay and the los assay come on, like become like a unit. It shows you the Torah set up a whole system here. And a los assay of shofar can't be docha this complex, according to call yantav, which is a los assay and an assay. Whereas the los assay and the assay is indicative of a chomer inyan, of the fact that the Torah is machshavit. It sets up a mitzvah and assay and a los assay around it. Okay, it's not just a technical mechanism that the assay can't be docha the los assay and the assay because, you know, it's just not able to knock it down. But the los assay and the assay are joined together, and they indicate a chomer inyan in this matter, and therefore an assay can't be docha that. Okay, so if you say that, then maybe you could say what Mark was trying to say, is that it's true technically. Tchum is an independent iser lav. It's a los assay. And there's no technical assay which you would be trying to be docha. Okay, and if it were just a technical mechanistic problem that the assay can only be docha and a los assay, then it is only a los assay. But if you say that the los assay and the assay of Yontif is indicative of the chomer onion, and the chiyah goes by like the chomer of the institution, and again, Yontif is a chomra, is a chomer institution. You see the Torah set up, a los assay and an assay in Yontif. Now, tchum is part of Yontif. It's true, it's technically a separate iser, but it's a component of the yom of Yontif. It's not just a free-floated, it's not just a totally independent iser, it has nothing to do with Yontif. It's true, technically it's not malacha. So the Torah wanted to say not only is malacha asar on Yontif, but part of the yom of Yontif, of what creates a good Yontif, is that you don't do malacha, you also don't travel, you don't do onshin, whatever. I mean, there's different things, but it's all part of the creating this character of Yontif. And Yontif, what's the chomer of Yontif? Is Yontif just a regular los assay which can be pushed aside, or is Yontif stronger than that? It's the los assay which the Torah supported with an assay. It has the Yontif you see is chomer. So it's saying is, in that type of a los assay, which has an assay associated with it, that is more chomer. So the chomer inyan of malacha extends also to that which was an analog. It's associated with it. This or the los assay of matchum is part of the creating the Yom of Yontif. And that Yom of Yontif is an assay and a los assay. And if you look carefully at the Gemara, I think it bears it out. Because the Gemara says, "My taima shofar asehu v'yontif aseh v'los aseh v'enaseh d'chulos aseh." It doesn't say v'malacha los aseh v'aseh. It just says v'yontif los aseh v'aseh. So what do you mean yontif? What's yontif? I mean, it should say shveza b'yontif or malacha b'yontif is los aseh v'aseh. But I think he's saying is he's not talking about the technical maisa, but he's talking about the inyan of yontif is los aseh and aseh. And at least according to Menachem Hananel, and he's holding that that it's saying is that shofar, which is only an asay, isn't chamor enough to be docha the yontif. Because yontif is a losay and asay. Now, are you going to take a technical aspect of yontif, which is only a los asay? Yes. Like tchum, true. In the mechanism, in that particular, is only a los asay. But it's part and parcel of yontif. And yontif has the chomer of an asay and a los asay. And therefore, it's not going to be able to be docha. But that's assuming that you learn the halacha of ena sey docha los asay, is it an idea that los asay is indicative of chomer enyan, then you could say the chomer of malacha extends to the chomer of tchom, which is part of the same yom. But if you say that the idea of ena sey docha los asay is a mechanistic problem, that when you have a clash, then you have to weigh what's in this collision here. If it's asay versus los asay, the asay knocks it down. If it's asay versus asay and los asay combined, then it doesn't knock it down. Then by tchum, there isn't an asay and asay combined. Then all you have is a los asay, so then it should just knock it down. Yeah. I'm just saying when it comes... I'm not saying that when you don't go out of the tchum, if you don't travel, you have a kiyam asay, like you have by malacha. Rather, I'm just saying is that when it comes to dechia, when it comes to a collision, you're measuring with a chumrah, which is a more chumrah institution, which is a Torah value more highly, and which is going to be win out in a collision. So I'm saying is when you have that type of a thing, you don't look with a narrow focus on chum as like its own, as if it existed in a vacuum. Torah says, don't go outside of the chum on Tuesday, the 15th of Nisan, you know? But rather, you have to look at, it's part of a complex of mitzvos. And that complex of mitzvos is something which the Torah considers to be important. You see, there's an asay, there's a los asay, this is one of a complex of mitzvos. So you can't just isolate out the technical iser and say, oh, it's just a mere los asay. It's not just a mere los asay. If you're dealing with a mechanistic collision and what's going to knock down what, then look, you just got to look, all you got, the only thing technically in your face is the los asay, and that's it. You can't say, well, it's associated to, related to, who cares? The question is, what halachically am I dealing with? But if you say that the dechia goes by not just the technical mechanism, but it's a matter of something which is chomor, pushing aside something which is kal, you know, or that's, it's a measure of the chomor enyan. So I'm saying is that you can't, if the yontif, the chom is part and parcel of the yontif, it's clearly not a totally independent thing. It's part of yontif. It's another component of what makes up yontif and Shabbos. So therefore, it has the chomer of yontif, right? And with this, Raf, you follow me? And with this, it could be, you can answer your other question: is that if a deoraisa of yontif, right? If a derabanan of yontif has the chumrah of yontif, such that shofar isn't going to push it aside. Yeah. Even though it's only the Rabbanan. How's the Rabbanan stand up against the Dorasa? Because it's the Rabbanan of yontif. And yontif is los asay v'asay. So then certainly the Dorasa of yontif is going to have the chomer of los asay v'asay. Even though it's not technically a los asay v'asay. See, the framework according to Ben Chalanel is the chomer enyan, you know? So the saying is in chomer enyan, definitely the Dorasa of yontif is going to be more chomer than the Rabbanan of yontif. Right, so it's not a matter of the technical mechanism. So it's true that it's protecting the Darabanan. It's protecting Malacha versus whatever. But that's not relevant to him. You could have said that, yes, another Deoraisa of Shabbos has the Chomer of Los Anasei, but a Darabanan of Shabbos, that's already, that's the Chomer of a Siag, of a Fensig of a Yantif. Maybe you'll say that, Shofar will push it aside. Kamash Mullah, no, even a Darabanan of Yantif, which is an extension of Yantif, Yantif's Asay, let's say this is an extension of that, even that has the Chumrah to withstand being pushed aside by Shofar. Certainly a Deoraisa, which is part of the element of itself, Deoraisa is going to withstand it. I'm going to give you an answer, but I want to think about it some more. Okay, so someone's asking a very good question. He's saying, is it, once we're extending, we're saying tchum is tchum, just a loss, but it's in a part of this complex which we call yantif, which is malacha of yantif, which is a loss, I say, and I say the whole deal. So we're looking at this extended mitzvah, not just looking at the extended chomer enyan. So he's saying, yes, so shofar exists on yantif, and shofar is part of yantif, and yantif itself has a loss, I say, don't do malacha, and I say, shvisa, and tchum, and the whole deal. So say that's also a chomer. So now all of a sudden, as you're saying, why is shofar only an asay? But I think Yosef's point is well taken, is that there's an isser of malacha, there's a different relationship between the Isser Malacha and the Isser Tchum as there is to the Isser Malacha on Yom Tov and the Mitzvah of Shofar. As the Isser Malacha, it's like Malacha is just trying to create, Yom Tov is like a day which is separate from Chol. And how is it separate from Chol? You don't do Malacha, you don't travel. Those are like part of the same inyan. They're trying to create a Yom Kodesh, a Yom which is separated from Chol. Now it's true, by Malacha you happen to have an Asay and a Los Asay. And by Tchum, and I think what I'm saying is some merit, is you know, there's no Asay to not travel, to stay put. That's not an Asay, just a Los Asay. But they're both part of the same inyan of rendering Shabbos, this Yontif, distinct from Yom Chol. Don't do Malacha, don't travel, those are. But Shofar is altogether a different thing. Shofar is not created part of Malacha. Malacha and Yontif is one thing. Shofar is a totally different thing. It's a mitzvah to blow Shofar, to be Mamalch Kadosh Baruch Hu, I don't know, something like that. There's nothing to do with, it's not just because, since it has the word Yontif in it, since Tchum has, I'm not saying, that's why I'm happy you asked the question, because that helps clarify. I'm not just saying, because since Tchum is on Yontif, Yontif, let's get a whole list of all the things which are on Yontif. It's, and this is Yosef's point, they're more, Tchum and Malacha are part of the same picture. They're two mitzvahs which are both bringing about the same objective of creating a Yom Kodesh, a Yom Menucha, a Yom, right? As opposed to Shofar is a totally different thing. That's a positive mitzvah saseh unto Mamach Kodesh Baruch Hu to think of tshuva, to whatever. It's nothing to do with Yontif per se. It's true, it is on Yontif. But it doesn't have the force of Dechia. You can't say Shofar is good at pushing aside because Shofar is also happens to be on Yontif, which has an Isser of Malacha. You know what I mean? And I say, so let's leave it with a question. It's totally, it's kind of unrelated, but it came up parenthetically. Is how could you have, because Serafi is saying is you couldn't have an Asay to not travel. Because what do you mean? What am I supposed to do? I understand it's a Los Asay to travel, but what's the Asay? Do what I do Asay is to do something. So how do you have an Asay to stay put? That's it's not doing anything. It's just passive. Which sounds reasonable and sounds compelling. But my question is how do you have an Asay of Shvisa from Malacha? What does that mean? Doesn't that just mean don't do Malacha? Isn't it just a trick? You're saying is don't do Malacha and also rest from doing Malacha. Isn't rest from doing Malacha? How is that an Asay and the Los Asay? Right? It just seems to be the same thing. And another example is Yom Kippurim, fast day. So it says you're not allowed to eat. That's a Los Asay, and you have to fast. That's an Asay. If fasting Yom Kippur, there's two, an Asay and a Los Asay. What aren't those the same thing? Well, what does that mean that's an Asay and a Los Asay? What's the sense of having an Asay and a Los Asay if they're the very same exact thing? How is it, not so much, I'm not really bothered by the fact that it's double. Torah could set up double, but how is that an Asay? What are you doing? You're not doing anything, you're just not doing something. So that's a good question. Let's leave that, hold the thought. Let's leave it till next time. And then after that, we'll try.